chapter 3. When I mentioned that Dad was a school teacher, he had all summer off and to supplement his income, there was no paycheck in those days. They didn't spread the pay out over 12 months. They gave him 12 months pay or year's pay over 12 months. So he bought a public address system, and it was used mainly out at the ballpark. And when he broadcast the baseball games out there, you know, he'd say who was coming up to bat and buy your meats at Joe's Meat Company and things like that. And Brother Jerry and I had a great time up there. You go along this scary catwalk to get all the way out to the broadcaster's booth. But we always had a big bag of salted in the shell peanuts and knee-high oranges apiece, orange drinks. And we chew up all those salted in the shell peanuts. We chew the shell and all. And eventually, of course, he had to spit out a big wad of chomped up shell. But we really enjoyed that. And Dad originally had a partner go in on this public address system. And, you know, my dad rarely swore. And then he never was particularly foul about it. But we were having dinner one night and the phone rang and he answered it, and it was this so-called partner on the public address system, and the guy backed out of the deal. And Dad says, "Well, you goddamn son of a bitch," and slammed that phone down. I thought it was going to break, but he still made it work. Another project of his, he'd take those speakers and mount them on the car and had a turntable in the back seat. And we'd go up and down the streets of Grand Forks playing mostly, I think, John Philip Sousa Marshall music. And then in a break in the music, Dad would say, you know, "Buy your meat at Joe's Meat Company." Eventually, we'd get around to the end of the whole trip around there. We'd be back downtown and Dad would pull up in front of Joe's Meats and he told me, "Go inside and get $2 that Joe owes me for that." So those are fond memories. That PA system served them well. But I think that actually the trips that we went on were financed by Ducky, who lost part of a hand in a terrible home accident and was sued for some money from the electric company because she's electrocuted, and received a settlement sometime earlier. And Jerry told me one time he thought all our trips were financed by Ducky giving the folks the money to take those wonderful trips.